Hey, Peter Howard here from the Dives to Crossroads show. Sometimes we do so. Sometimes I do solo shows. I'm so lonely. So sometimes I do interviews as well, where I bring on people to talk about their process too. Check this out.
Yeah. Chicken or crow,
crossing the. Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Pass out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. I am once again your host, Rocky Petrella, at Dynasty FF Addict on Twitter. And as usual, we have three great guests joining us to play. Well, two great guests and John Bosch.
Thank you.
I figured with Russ not here, I had to take up the rag on John Mantle. So, but John,
I'm
say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. I'm happy to play that part.
And we also have two other great guests here, though. I'll let them plug all their stuff at the end. For now, we'll just introduce them and say hi. The first one is Kevin Cantillo. Kevin, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Rocky? I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me on here, even though I'm sure it's Bosch just pitying me because he kicked me off another podcast, so he figured he'd throw me a bone here. But other than that, you know, I'm happy to be here.
That's exactly what it was.
Happy to have you, Kevin.
That's how it went down, too.
And finally, we have Tara Roberts. Tara, how's it going tonight?
Really good. Really good. Excited to be here. Love game shows. Super excited for you guys to ask me on, so thank you.
Yeah, John had mentioned that. He saw you, I guess, tweet about it somewhere or something, or mentioned, was it a tweet, John?
Yeah, whenever I see somebody talk about game shows, I try to make note, and I don't remember what the tweet was. I just remember having a conversation about game shows.
And this is essentially a game show about fantasy football, so it works out perfectly. So we have three games tonight, and they are the name game. I always have a name game. And then two other games that are not common games. One I'm calling Name That Team. And one, because I'm not that creative with coming up with the game names, it's just Fantasy Points Leaders. That's the other game. So, Tara, as the only one who hasn't played before, I'm going to let you pick which game we do first.
Okay. Fantasy Points Leaders.
Okay. So the way this is going to work is I have four different categories we're going to go through here. Each with 16 answers. There's a reason for that, which you'll see as we get further into it. Two of them have to have 16 answers. I'm going to give the category, and we'll just go around each taking a turn, giving an answer, which will make sense as I give you each category. You'll get one strike, so one wrong answer, and then if you get a second wrong answer, you're out. Last one left, we'll get the points for the round. And I'm going to do it. It's 3 points per round just because I could see this ending up in the two people going out at the same time. And I also don't think these are that difficult. So it's possible you could run through them all. So just three makes it easier for me to split up points between three people or two people. So I think that's pretty much everything. Any questions about anything I just said?
Nope.
Okay.
Out so far.
So the first one is, and these are actually broken up by conference, the first two. So I have a list of the top 16 scoring rookies for the NFC. All you need to do is give me one of them and you keep going. And like I said, you get one mulligan basically. So that's how this is going to work. So Tara, just you need to give me one of the top 16 scoring rookies.
Fix your wires, Rocky.
Sorry. In the NFC.
Now you're going to put me on the spot remembering which teams and which conference. Oh, man. NFC.
And this is where the pen and paper helps, because you just start writing down names.
Elijah Mitchell?
He is one of them, yes. So we'll go clockwise. That would be John. would be next.
We are in the NFC.
NFC.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say Kyle Pitts.
Yep. Number one is Kyle Pitts. I actually have him in order. Kyle Pitts is the top one. So, Kevin.
Let's see. Devonta Smith.
Devonta Smith is number two. Yes. Back to terror.
Let's see. Ew. I'm going to feet. Oh, man.
It's tough when you're on the spot.
Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard is actually number three.
Good one.
Oh. Good one.
Is it me?
Yep. Back to John.
I'll say Rondale Moore.
Rondale Moore is correct. Kevin.
Is Fields on the list yet? Justin Fields?
Justin Fields, yeah. Quarterbacks count too. Justin Fields is on there. Top 16 is a lot, so yes. For one conference. It's not overall, it's just the comp. We're getting to, there's some guys in here who have not scored that many points. So Justin Fields is definitely on there.
Fields was gonna be mine. okay, let's take a stab. Kadarius Toney.
Oh dang it.
Kadarius Toney, number eight.
Literally all from one game.
That was the next one on my list. Oh dang.
And just for the record, all of these are, actually, I should have mentioned this at the top, are full PPR, 1.5 tight end premium, which may matter more later than it does now, and 4-point passing touchdowns minus 2 interceptions. So just so you know, that's the scoring we're working with.
Okay.
Not that probably helps you, John, but I just wanted to make that clear.
Let's see here. What do we have? Like, how many do we have so far?
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So there's still 9 there.
Wow. Okay.
I will tell you, I think the AFC is a little easier than the NFC.
Yeah, I'm realizing very quickly that the AFC has way better rookies.
I know.
Yeah. I'm realizing I should have paid more attention.
And yes,
if you're, I don't know. There's a guy that I want to say, but I don't know if he's even a rookie. He might be a second year player. That's how bad it is. I'm going to say it. I don't care. Is Van Jefferson a rookie?
he's a second year.
Oh, dang it. Okay. I couldn't get his name out of my head. So.
And so back to Kevin.
I'm going to say Kenneth Gainwell.
Kenneth Gainwell. Number 7.
That's a good one. All right, you tipped me off with tight end premium. Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, he's AFC.
AFC.
Oh, no.
You get a strike. Sorry.
Oh.
Yep, got to remember the question.
All right. If they haven't scored, if it doesn't take much to get here, I'm going to say Trey Lance.
Trey Lance is number 11.
Okay.
He's my next one.
So Tara and John have strikes.
Trey Lance was 11?
Yes.
He hasn't scored that much at all.
No.
Is it all the rookies that have scored?
It's all the top 16 that have scored. And in the NFC, it's like I said, it's even worse than the yeah.
Man.
So, Kevin, you're the only one without a strike, and you're up now.
Montgomery was on bye, and I'm pretty sure Herbert's a rookie, right? Khalil Herbert?
Oh, yeah.
Khalil Herbert is a rookie and is correct.
Good job.
And just to show you how bad this is, yeah, he's number 9. So it does not take much at this point. And we've gotten the top 9. So,
oh man. All right. I'm going to regret this. Trey Sermon.
Yeah, he's on my list.
Number 14.
Yeah. Oh, geez. All right. I've got one more name written down. And again, kind of hoping he's a rookie.
So literally. Literally any rookie from the 49ers. Okay.
Yeah, now I've got two names written down, but not a 49er. I'm going to say, like, do you get points for return touchdowns? I'm going to say Dwayne Eskridge.
He is not in the top. Oh! So that's John's second strike. The way we're going to do this, though, if you're out, somebody has to get one after you or the points are just going to be split. So, Kevin, can you get one? Well, and the way I'm going to do this,
got it before me in this round. So,
Yeah, the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to go back with them too, and if they use up all their X's and don't get any, you know, all their strikes, all their wrong answers, and don't get any points, all three of you will split, so you could still get points, John.
No, I can't. I did not make it as far as Tara. That's what I'm telling you. She's already gotten one more than I did.
Okay.
I legitimately can't even think of any more rookies from the NFC.
I've got right. One. Tara I've got started, one other one so that she I kind will, of regret yes. now.
Yep, yep.
Is that me?
No, we're still waiting on Kevin.
So we're, okay.
Can I just take the strike and hope to win?
Of course.
You don't want to even take a guess?
I honestly can't think of another rookie right now from the NFC. I got a bunch of AFC ones.
Okay.
I'm sure they're out there.
We'll give you a strike then and see if Tara can come up with one.
I got it. Amon Ross St. Brown.
Yes. Number 10.
I had Terrace Marshall written down too.
Marshall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he on there?
Yes, John, but we are still playing.
Thanks,
Kevin's got
John.
Two strikes.
He had one. He didn't have a strike before.
Oh,
that.
Shit.
That's why I took the one, hoping she wouldn't get one and I'd win.
Terrace Marshall is off the board. We're not letting John give you answers, Kevin.
I was definitely not trying to feed Kevin answers. He was out last time. He said it.
But there are still three players on there. But if you don't get this, then yes, since Terrace started, she will win.
Terrace Marshall was a good one.
And he was 13. That just shows you how low the scoring is for the bottom of this list.
Wow.
So.
Wow. All those Aaron Jones haters out there. Kylin Hill is a rookie, right? I have no idea if he is even has any points. Has he played?
Kylin Hill is a rookie, but he is not in the top 16. Okay. So Tara gets the points for that one. 3 points for her. Let me just put that on the list on my little sheet here.
Who are we missing, Rocky?
The three you did not get, these three superstars. Tommy Tremble at 12.
Oh, man.
Diami Brown at 15.
Oh, really? I should have actually gotten that one.
And Jamar Jefferson at 16.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah. I would have never guessed that he had scored points.
Yeah. He had a touchdown against the Eagles a couple weeks ago.
One touchdown on like three runs.
And it was against the Eagles. So Rocky made note. He gave up points to Jamar Jefferson. How do I make that a game?
Yep. Okay. So the next one, as you may have guessed, is the AFC rookies. So all these guys that were floating through your heads, hopefully you can remember them now. So John, we'll keep going. We'll take, move it around clockwise and start with you here. So. Give me an AFC rookie in the top 16.
Let's go Rashad Bateman.
Rashad Bateman is number 16.
Oh wow! I was trying to go kind of low because I wanted to try and see a threshold. I didn't think I would actually get number 16. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, so
these are much better players.
We'll just go obvious here and do Najee Harris.
Najee Harris, yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, he's a rookie, isn't he?
I'm not only bad with ages, he's bad with how long players have been in the league. So.
Oh, I'm bad with everything. This is well known. This is not news.
Okay, Tara, it's back to you.
Where did you say Bateman was?
16.
Okay. Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah, yes. Freiermuth is at 8.
I will go Mac Jones.
Jones, yes.
Stole mine, Bosh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took a Patriot from you.
It's the top AFC quarterback.
It's all right. I'll take Jamar Chase. Keep knocking these easy ones off the board.
Yep, number one, of course. Nice.
He's pretty good.
My turn.
It is your turn.
Michael Carter.
Michael Carter, yes. Number 6.
Elijah Moore.
Yep, Elijah Moore is on there.
Make it the trifecta, Kevin.
This one's easier.
A trifecta. I'm not sure where you're going. I was going to go Javonte Williams, but
perfect. Well done.
Javonte Williams is on there. Yes.
Nice.
So back to Tara.
Jaylen Waddle.
Yes. It's actually number 3.
Oh.
I'll complete the Jets trio. I'll say Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson is also on there.
Kevin didn't want to say a Jet.
No. How about Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence. Yes. Starting to get, there's only five left. Wait, one, two, three, four. No, four left. Five left. I'm sorry. I can't count. Five left. So it's starting to get a little harder now.
Yeah, you guys went fast. I don't have man.
Yeah, this is where I ran out of names from jotting down quick. Oh, I got one.
I've got three more on my list, but I don't know if they'll be in the top 16.
We're on Terra.
Man, okay. I don't think this will work, but Nico Collins.
Number 14.
Wow.
I am glad you said him because I would not get him.
So back to you, John.
Back to me. Davis Mills.
Ooh, number 10.
Davis
Mills.
Yes.
There are only three left, so this will be interesting. Nobody has a strike yet either. Kevin.
Oh, they're coming.
Yeah, they definitely are.
Yeah.
I had Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh, God.
Number 13.
Of course.
Two left.
Oh man, I only got one written down. I don't know if he's a rookie even.
Oh. Is it on me?
I'm sorry, yes, it is on you.
Oh, okay. I don't know if this person is a rookie or not. Oh.
Well, neither does John, so yeah, it's okay.
I don't know. My next guess, I'm not sure on either. So.
Okay. Oh, I don't think he's a rookie. Jeremy McNichols.
He is not, and he's not on the list.
All right.
You got one strike.
I really don't think mine is a rookie either. Jamal Agnew.
He is not a rookie either, and he is not on the list. So each of you has a strike.
I'll
be impressed if any of you get either of these last two. We might be
I've got one here. Other name that I do know is a rookie, but I don't think he's actually
top six. The only other name I had is a preseason guy that I don't even know if he's played, but Larry Rountree.
Ooh,
Larry Rountree is a rookie, but is not on the list.
Mm.
Not top 16. Yeah. Okay, so everyone's got a strike. Do this again and see if anybody can get one. So, Darren, it's your turn again.
Oh, man.
This person outscored Rashad Bateman, too. That's the thing.
Well, you know Rashad Bateman missed like five or six.
I know, right? But the NFC, all he had to do was like catch a pass.
Yeah, I know.
Bateman's had some good games.
Yeah, he's only played three games, though. I am actually surprised that these guys are ahead of Rashad Bateman, but apparently they are because I'm looking at it right now. I have the screen up with this points, and that's what it says.
Right. Dimitri Felton.
Yes.
Nice guess.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, good.
I'm impressed you guys got any of these other two. Dimitri.
All right. Very solid.
I'm going to swing and hope I get a little luck of the Irish here with Tommy Sweeney.
Tommy Sweeney, I don't believe is a rookie, but he's definitely not on the list.
Oh, well.
So John is out.
I thought he was a rookie. I did think it was. I'm out.
Who's the other preseason darling over there in Cincinnati, Bosch?
Tommy Sweeney is most definitely not a rookie. All right.
I can't think of the guy's name. Atwell.
Oh, Peter's favorite.
Atwell is a rookie, but he's in the NFC and is not on the list.
Oh,
so I'm not the only one to mess up a conference.
So Terry gets that one again.
I don't think he played for Cincinnati. Man.
No. He plays
Do you have any guess at who the last one was, Terry?
No.
Give us a team.
That'll probably give it away, but Cincinnati.
Oh, it's the running back. Chris Evans.
Yes.
Oh, Chris
Evans. Captain America. He's the only. Yeah, apparently he had a 15-point game during that time Mixon was out. So
yeah.
That was enough, plus a few other points here and there to get him on the list. Okay, so the next two are why this was 16 and why I just kept it that way for the rookies. What I'm doing again is NFC and AFC, and I have a list of the top non-QB scorer on each team. Top fantasy point scorer who's not a QB on each team. It's going to be up to you guys to remember which teams were used. I'm not going to tell you that.
Oh, my.
And you have to – so I think this one might go – I think you guys might go out quicker because I could definitely see you forgetting the teams or something like that. But basically, you just have to give me somebody who's on this list. So obviously, there's 16 guys, one for each team. And you just have to give me one guy who's the top scorer on his team who's not a quarterback.
Not a quarterback.
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll start with Kevin.
We're doing, are we starting with AFC or NFC?
Starting with NFC.
NFC.
Who in their right mind starts with the NFC if you're not an NFC Homer fan of the Eagles? I mean, good Lord. Like, it's not alphabetical. It's not the, like, it's not listed first in anything.
Just first, no, in, that's just the way I put them down on my sheet, John. I'm sorry.
No bias at all.
Actually, I think the reason I ended up doing it that way is I was doing this off of an MFL page, and Arizona is the first team, so I just started there.
That would make sense.
So let's go with we'll do Green Bay and Devontae Adams.
That is correct.
Man, some of these teams, it's...
Yeah, so there's definitely some, I think, easy ones in there, but there's some tough ones in there, too. So, Tara, it's to you.
Ooh. This could be wrong. Washington, Terry McLaurin.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. I've got, like, one gimme, and I'm taking it right away. Cooper Kupp, baby.
Yes. I was waiting for that one. I think he's basically at the top scorer in fantasy. So.
I did not mess that one up. I'm pretty happy with that.
And you don't have to worry about whether guys are rookies or not now, John.
This is harder than you expect it to be.
I know.
Yeah. Well, because there's some that could literally split between like two people.
Yes.
Very easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants, somebody else be the first person to choose those, please.
I know.
I'll say, I'm going to go Minnesota, and I think it's Thielen.
Yes.
Nice.
I thought that
nice.
Was one of the tougher ones.
I would have said Jefferson. Said yeah.
I mean, Cook's been banged up a lot.
Cook's missed games, though.
Still. Yeah.
It's actually Jefferson. I don't have him in front of me now, but I remember Jefferson was the second guy.
Is it on me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's back to you, Tara.
All right. Nobody, I'm just going to take a stab. Lions and Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Was worried it was Hawk.
It was close with Hawk, but yeah, Swift is the top scorer, especially because I did say it's 1.5 tight end premium. But yeah, it was Swift. So back to John.
Yep. Oh man, the tight end premium too. Oh, all right. I'm not going to choose them for right now then. I will. Oh no, because that could sucks. This is not cool, man. Not cool at all. All right, I'm going to go New Orleans and Kamara.
That is correct.
All right.
So next, back to Kevin.
There's so many teams, it could be two people.
Yeah.
Think Carolina and Hubbard.
That is not correct. Oh. It is DJ Moore for Carolina.
Oh, you give us who it is if he says it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't really matter if somebody takes a stab first then.
I kind of just let that happen. So if you want me to, I can, the rest of them, I could not do that. But
I mean, I kind of think you leave it. You'll let us guess again.
Okay. My bad.
There's some of these teams we might be able to get wrong two or three times. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well,
one in particular.
Let us give us a chance to get as many wrong answers as possible.
Right.
So Kevin has a strike. So it's back to Tara.
Okay. Saints Kamara.
John already said that one.
So oh, no.
This is a wrong answer. Yeah.
Shoot. Okay.
I'm going to go.
I tuned out and was talking to my kid. My bad.
I'm going to go Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, you just took mine. You son of a.
And that's correct.
Oh, I was half hoping I was wrong, but I really wanted it to be Pitts, obviously.
I'm going to take Philadelphia and say Goddard.
Sorry, Kevin.
Yes. That was what I almost said before. I was like, God, I don't think so.
That was Kevin's second strike. So Kevin is out. Back to Tara.
Ooh. 49ers Debo.
That is correct.
I'm going to say Philadelphia Devonta Smith.
That is correct.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Still have what? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah. 5, 6 teams left.
Oh boy. Okay. Tampa Bay, Mike Evans.
Tampa Bay is not Mike Evans.
Oh.
It was very close. I can tell you that it was not Mike Evans. John.
Wow.
Actually, Kevin went first, so you should have to get one here to eliminate care.
I have no strikes though, so.
Oh, that's true.
Doesn't really matter.
You want to take a guess on one?
Oh, I'm going to take lots of guesses.
Okay.
I'll guess Leonard Fournette then.
That is incorrect for Tampa.
Oh, is it
too.
Godwin?
Wow.
It's Godwin. Yep.
Wow.
What about Dallas? I would have guessed Zeke. What would you guys?
Zeke is
guessed?
Correct.
Ooh, okay.
So you got another one correct before two strikes anyway. So.
Okay. Giants. Who would you guys guess for Giants?
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Devonta Booker?
That is the right answer.
Oh, wow. My God. Is it really?
Yes.
Kind of had to be, right?
That is
crazy.
The Cardinals. It should be Hopkins, but I don't think it is.
It's not.
James Conner. The fact that he's not scoring.
Is it James Conner?
It might be.
It
Connor.
Is James Conner.
It's James Conner.
Probably after this week. That's what I would have said. Yeah.
Yeah. I should have said that. I was more comfortable with that one. Dang it.
Who else are we missing? Those are the ones that I really had written down that I was like.
Booker only has 85 points, and he's the leading non-QB scorer for the Giants.
I was so torn on the Cowboys. I wanted to say it like five times. I mean, I got to assume it's Zeke, but I don't know.
Lamb was doing well at one point. He had a.
Yeah, Lamb had a couple of good games. I mean,
Connor's only five points ahead of Hopkins.
And Pollard did some work for Dallas too. So like he took some away from Zeke, even though it seems like they've been dominating. Oh,
so I think the only two you guys didn't guess between the game and afterwards is Seattle.
Oh geez.
DK.
Gotta be. Okay.
And Chicago.
That one I was a little very
Herbert or Montgomery?
I'm going to say Montgomery because he played more games, but that's tough.
It's Herbert. Is it?
It's not Herbert either.
It's
definitely not Allen Robinson.
It's Mooney. Yep.
Wow.
Mooney.
I would not have had the courage to say Mooney.
That's gross.
Okay, so it's 3 points per round, and everybody got the full points each time. So it's 6-3. Tara's leading John. John gets this next one. He forces a tie. I do have a tiebreaker, but hopefully he doesn't because I don't like ties. So Kevin or Tara, one of you guys should win this. So, and again, it's just like, again, switching conferences. So we're going to the AFC and we're back to starting with you, Tara.
Ravens, Marquise Brown.
That is correct. It actually was pretty close with Andrews with the premium, but it is Hollywood Brown.
Mm.
So back to John.
Oh, back to me. I'll say Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is correct.
Kevin. Let me see. Bengals, Jamar Chase.
That is correct.
There are some gross there's some gross ones again. If you guys could go ahead and get a couple of strikes early, it'd be awesome.
Back to you, Tara.
Steelers, Najee Harris.
Steelers, Najee Harris, yes.
Okay.
I will say Nick Chubb.
That is correct.
Oh, it's a shame. Oh, that's a tough one.
Jonathan Taylor for the Colts.
That's correct also. You guys are doing well on this one. Back to Tara.
That was my next one. Houston, Brandon Cooks.
That is also correct.
Literally just wrote down Cooks.
And nobody would strike
yet. Can you see my paper? I'll say James Robinson.
That is also correct. I've already run through half of them. 8 of the 16.
The Patriots.
I just wrote down the name for the Patriots.
It's got to be Harris.
Me too.
That's what I wrote down.
Yep, it's Damian Harris.
Damian Harris, yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, if you guys get all of them before everyone's out, Tara wins.
Okay.
That feels made up.
Because we split.
I mean, it'd be 2-1 and a third.
Yeah.
In a third.
You'd each get a point, so.
Oh, man.
She's up 6-3. So
how many do we have left? Like 5 or 6?
7, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no, 6. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes.
Okay. You said 7.
I will not tell you which teams.
I thought I was getting this at the team.
God.
Hopefully, at this point, I can at least remember the teams.
So, Terry, you got anybody?
Gotten to a very uncomfortable spot.
Yes, we have.
Bills, Stephon Diggs.
That is correct.
Oh, darn it. Ooh, nice. I guess for that team. But I also had Emmanuel Sanders down written down because like he scored like crazy at the beginning.
Yeah.
Guess Cole Beasley's been coming up strong too.
No, it's true.
11 in a row with no wrong answers yet.
All right, so now it's me.
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna I'll guess Kelsey.
Incorrect, John.
Damn it.
One strike for you.
That was a 50-50, and I was hoping that the sucker tight end premium would have gotten him over.
It was very close, but it was not Kelsey.
I actually had Tyreek Hill written on mine, so I'll go with Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek is the right one, yes.
You kind of sucked at
me. Ah, lucky.
So
I did have him written left. Down. I checked the list.
There are five left. I think I miscounted out. There are five left. That you guys have not said.
Shit, I'm missing an NFL team. One, two.
Oh, all right. Oh my gosh.
I would say one or two of these is definitely gettable. It's not that hard.
Miami, Jaylen Waddle.
That is incorrect.
Oh no.
Perfect, because I have two names written down for them. So I'm gonna say Gesicki.
Gesicki is correct.
All right. That's who I had written down as well.
Oh, so no problem with that. Nope. Imaginary points for Kevin.
Kevin has no strikes.
I'm going to go with, did we do the Broncos and Sutton yet?
Yes, but the Broncos were very tough.
You did not do the Broncos, but it is not Sutton. So everybody has a strike now.
The name I have written down for the Broncos terrifies me to say.
Best of terror.
Well, all right then. Broncos. Melvin Gordon?
That's the name I was terrified to say.
But it's correct.
Oh, good job.
I would have had Fant second on my list.
Mm-hmm. I would have. I honestly thought it was between Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams.
He did. I feel like
they've been pretty even.
Yeah, Fant did miss last week. I'm not sure how close it was. But
all right. I'll take a stab at a 50-50. I'll say Darren Waller off his early season success.
That's correct. That's the one right. I thought was easy that was still left. I
mean, Josh Jacobs has got to be close.
He's missed a couple games, I think.
Yeah, but Waller's apparently missed a few games too, even though he's been on the field.
Oh, that's right. Waller missed a game as well. That's true.
Just looking at my fantasy scores, he's
But I can tell you, he's not even, Jacobs wasn't even second.
Wow.
It's Renfro.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You've got a Raiders logo there.
So we are back to Kevin with
by two... my calculation we have two left.
Yep, okay. Two teams left
and I don't like either of them.
I think one of them is particularly hard. Yeah,
there's one that's super disgusting and the other one it's just a 50-50. Well, maybe a 33-33-33.
I'm gonna go with the Jets, and I'm gonna say Carter.
That's the name I have written for the Jets.
And Carter's correct.
Oh darn it!
Oh.
So we have one left.
And I hate the last one.
Is it on me?
It's on you. Yep.
But you'll be the third person to guess guess their team.
So it comes down to me deciding which one of these. Okay.
Yep. Everyone's got a strike, so. Wrong answer, you're out.
The Chargers.
Yep.
That's the team.
Austin Eckler.
Correct.
Oh! Oh, I was gonna
means we split the points because you guys ran through the whole list, but that still means Tara wins the game because 1 point for each of you. That's 7-3-1. She gets that one. So
Bosh, I had Mike Williams written down as well.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Oh, he's he faded too much recently, I think.
Oh, man.
And
I felt like Eckler was the only consistent one. Allen was subpar first portion, then Williams kind of tailed off here over the last 3 weeks.
Yep, they kind of flip-flopped.
Okay, so Tara is up 1-0. Since sometimes I let the winner pick the next game, but since she picked the first one, Kevin, why don't you pick the next one? Name game. Or name that team.
Let's save the name game for last and go with name that team.
All right, okay. So completely eliminate me for the night. All
right. And maybe this more accurately should have been called name those teams. as you hear the rules. But I guess that, but I clearly thought it was important to make a reference to a 40-year-old game show. So name that tune if nobody knows what I'm talking about. So the way this is going to work is similar, if you've heard the show, similar to sort of the way we play and score Fantasy Family Feud, but with no strikes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a player, and you're going to have to name the teams that they have played for. All these players have played for multiple teams.
Uh-oh. I'm so out.
That's brutal.
I can't even remember their current teams.
So how it's going to work, I'm going to say the player, like the name game, use your name as a buzzer if you think you can at least name some of them. And I need two people to do it so we have an order. We're going to go first, second, third. So I need two people to buzz in. And then the first person will try and name all the teams that player has played for. If they don't, then the second person who buzzed in can try and finish it off. And if they don't, the third person will try and finish it off.
Can I suggest we actually play this a little differently?
Yeah.
Play this with our bidding. How many teams can you name for this player? And go, and somebody throws out an initial bid and then you up from there.
I guess I'm good with that. And
that would be smoother. Head to head with three people never works on this show, ever.
And how I was going to score it with how many teams you got correct, or it would steal all the points, sort of like Fantasy Feud. So how would you suggest scoring it then, John?
Same way. And if you don't, like, if you say you can get, so like, let's say I can get three, and then Tara says she can get four. Kevin says she, eventually you say BS. I mean, do you not remember like the BS games?
Yeah. No, I know.
So whoever, if you call BS, then you get the points. If the person doesn't do it, if you go through it and do it, you get the points. Does that make sense?
Okay. So okay,
I think it might just work out better as a BS game. Plus, we're already 45 minutes in. We don't.
Yeah, that's true.
The feud takes four freaking ever.
Okay. So we will start with Kevin then. And the first one is actually not that difficult, I don't think. It's Brandon Cooks.
So just to be clear though, are you going to tell us how many teams it is in total and we have to tell you how many we think we can name, or are we just guessing how many we think we can name?
I guess doing it, I wasn't going to the way I was doing it, but I guess doing it this way, I think it makes sense to tell you the teams, number of teams.
So you also have to tell us the order that we're going in here as well.
Kevin, Tara, John. And then we'll just keep doing it that way. So Kevin, and I guess we'll doing it this way. We'll rotate again. So we'll move on from that. Kevin, Brandon Cooks, how many teams can you name? It's four.
I can name four.
Okay.
Kevin's a Brandon Cooks fan. That's not fair.
So yes, obviously, if you say you can name all four and get it right, you get the 4 points. I guess if not, nobody gets any points for that, right?
That works.
So Brandon Cooks has played for the New Orleans Saints, the New England Patriots, the LA Rams, and the Houston Texans.
That is correct.
And he's played on about 85 rosters for Kevin.
high roster percentage for me, for sure. Yes.
So Kevin gets 4 points for that one. Okay, so Tara,
how many
the next
players
one
do you have, Rocky?
I have six altogether.
Sounds good. Perfect. Multiple of three.
Okay, the next one is Cordarrelle Patterson. It's five teams in total.
I'm going to be terrible at this game. I can only name two.
Crap, I wrote down two. Now I have to try and figure out a third out of this. Actually, I think I can do... Oh, but Kevin goes after me, so... You said there's five?
Five teams.
I'm going to say four.
Ooh.
I will call BS on that.
All right. Bears and Falcons.
I was just going to say, the way we're going to do this, if John gets it, he gets 4 points. If he doesn't, then Kevin gets 4 points. That's how we're doing this?
Yeah, I think that works.
Okay.
Right. So Bears, Falcons, yes. And I'm going to say Patriots and Vikings.
Yes. So John gets the 4 points. Anybody have a guess who the other team was? No. Okay.
Nope. It's
the Raiders.
He's actually been on a lot of my teams.
Okay,
so I do not remember the Raiders here. or wow. years.
Sadly, I did not have to go pick him up off waivers in some leagues this year. He was just still sitting on my rosters.
Yeah, I don't have the years exactly, but I have them in order of when they played. And that was the team he played for after the Vikings, apparently.
Huh.
Who knew? Once he left them. Okay, so John, the next one is Carlos Hyde.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Five teams.
I will say three.
So, Kevin, BS, or you want to go up?
I'm not going to go up because I don't think I can name more than three.
I wrote down two right away. Now I'm going to have to figure out a third, huh?
So officially, you're saying BS?
So I'm officially saying BS then, I guess.
Okay, John, you got to name three.
All right, I will go with the Jags, the 49ers, and was he a Brown at some point?
He was.
All right.
Nick Chubb's rookie year. they traded him during that year. The other two were the Texans and the Seahawks.
I do not remember him on the Texans. I didn't have an inkling of the Seahawks, but I wasn't confident.
I think he might have had close to a 1,000-yard year with the Texans, actually.
Good for him.
He was their lead back that year. Okay, so John gets 3 points for that one. He's got seven. Kevin's got four. Okay, and that one was to John, so we're back to Kevin. And the next player is Tyrod Taylor, five teams.
God.
Oh, that's Bosch's, like, guy. He's going to get all five.
That's not my guy. Literally, I said, once, go get him. He is on waiver wires and super flex leagues. I have two.
I'll say two. I
can say three. This will be the highest I can ever name. I promise.
Okay, John. So go up or BS?
I have three written down. Can I come up with another one? The points would go to Kevin. And I don't want the points to go to Kevin. That's for damn sure.
If you say BS,
you call BS, will go to you.
It'll be either you or Tara.
If I say four, Kevin says then, BS.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If you go up,
points. I can ice exactly. Kevin out.
If you can't do it,
I'm okay with that.
John loves.
Like to try and get four, but I can only think of three, so I'm going to let Tara give three answers here.
Okay.
Buffalo, Chargers, Texans.
Correct. He started his career with the Ravens, and also he played for the Browns.
Wow. How did we miss the Ravens?
Baker took over for him.
Wow.
So Terry gets three.
I did not remember the Ravens. I do remember the Browns now that you say that, but that's where he started.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he ever played for them, but that's where he was drafted.
I'm really glad Price was unable to make it tonight and Kevin replaced him. Because Matt would ace all of these and it would be very annoying.
Okay, I believe we are back to Tara starting. So the next player with six teams, Adrian Peterson.
Oh boy. Three.
John.
I'll say four.
I'm gonna let John do it.
All right, Detroit, Titans, Vikings, and Washington.
That's correct. Yes. Anybody have any idea in the other two or no?
He didn't go to like the Packers for a short time, did he?
No.
Okay.
He did go to the
He lives in Houston, but he didn't play in Houston, right?
Nope.
Right.
The other two were the Cardinals and the Saints.
Oh, I do remember him on the Saints.
Yeah.
Didn't the Saints trade into the Cardinals or cut him in season and then he ended up?
I think it was the opposite way around because the Cardinals are second team. Yeah. And I think he went to the Saints. Edgar got cut or traded.
Total bust.
He got cut after like four games with the Saints or something like that, I think. Yeah. Jesus.
Okay, John. So you get our last one. Nine teams.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Is it
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Damn it! Anyways.
By the way, if you're wondering John has already won this game, though, so we were just doing this for fun.
That is definitely not true, because I do not have a 9-point lead.
Yeah, John is 11, Kevin is 4, and Tara has 3. So
yeah, and there's 9 points up for grabs.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but I don't think anybody's getting 9. So you're gonna technically you haven't won, though. If somebody, I guess one of these two can go for 9 and try and take their shot, or 8 at least.
Kind of have to, but you're going to have to give me a quick second here.
I will allow it with 9 teams to give you a little bit here before. But yes, if one of them does not go to at least 8 and name them, or at least 7, I guess, and tie you, depending on who it is, you will win.
I will say 7. Ooh. Because game-wise, that is the best they've moved for me. Because if Kevin gets 7 points off me, it doesn't matter.
This is true. So, Kevin, you pretty much need to go to 8 here or just say I'm losing.
Oh man, I don't think I can. I mean, I have 5 on my list, so
actually, technically,
it'll be a tie.
Yeah, if you can't do it, it'll be a tie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll give him like go for it, John. Let's see what happens.
I should have done 6.
No, you should have. You only have to do a tiebreaker when you don't get this.
All right, I've got Cincinnati, Buffalo, Washington, Miami, Houston?
Yep.
Cleveland?
No.
Oh, Tampa Bay. Was he in Tampa Bay?
I've got
Tampa Bay with Jameis.
Cleveland,
I was going to say Tampa Bay.
Cleveland was the one I wasn't sure on, but I was trying to
I've also got LA, but it was St. Louis at the time.
Correct.
Is that real?
That was his first team.
This is his original team.
Wow.
The Jets, back with the Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker days. And the other one was the Titans, which I don't even
remember that.
Nope.
Okay, so now I got to do a tiebreaker, thanks to John. I do have a couple of players I didn't use. One of them, I like this one. Trying to figure out how I do this as a tie between the two of you, though.
We could both just bid on it. Like silent bid, raise up pads.
Or see how many, or just go back and forth. I mean.
Yeah, that's fine too.
Okay.
First one to miss is out.
The number of,
but if the second person misses before the first person.
It starts over. It doesn't matter. It's just a round. How is this so hard for you, Rocky? You have to complete the round for it to end.
Okay. I wrote this one down, even though he's not active. 5 teams. Frank Gore. We'll start with Kevin.
49ers.
Yes.
Was it?
I really don't know. The Dolphins are in my head, but I know he went to Miami. I think I'm screwing myself up with his college. So I'm going to say Dolphins, but.
Yep.
Jets.
Yes. And I watch neither of you two will get this last one. Almost 11 time.
I've got 2 teams written down, but I don't.
Did he stick with the AFC East and go to Buffalo?
I have that name written down.
No, see, that's correct, but that's essentially a tie because you just said you had that name written down.
And it doesn't give me a chance to win. You got to give a chance. But now exactly. Did I go first there? Kevin went first there, so
I went first.
I actually have one more down here that I decided not to do, and. I think there's no chance you guys get all of these. So somebody's going to get one wrong. I think. Case Keenum. 6 teams. And we'll start with John because Kevin started on the last one.
Well, I'll say the Browns.
Yes.
That was the one I was going to go with. Keenum. He played for the Rams as well, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. Houston?
Yes.
Okay.
And now I'm starting to get worried you guys might get all of them.
I've got one other name.
I don't have a third tiebreaker. So we might just have a half a game here. And
play for the Bears?
He did not.
I think I have to get it right, though, to really shut him out. I got Vikings.
Well, no, you started, so.
I got the Vikings.
But, yes, you did do it. So you got another one anyway. Do you know the other two, John?
The other? There's 2 more? Teams that go through quarterbacks like crazy. Denver?
Yes.
That's literally, they go through quarterbacks like crazy. Who else could he have played for?
And the last one is his team before the Browns.
Before the Browns. Falcons. No, he was a backup.
Is it the Eagles?
No, oh, never played for the Eagles, but sort of close. Washington football team.
No, of course. Washington football team.
Yeah, they go through quarter, like just saying like the Broncos. Yep. They go through quarterbacks like crazy. Okay, so that gets us to the name game now. This is always fun. Should I bother explaining, John, or should I just assume everybody knows?
Everybody knows before the game with football. We explained it to Tara on the break.
Okay, yes. Good. Well, then I'm not going to explain it, but what I'm going to tell you is normally we have a theme. We don't really have a theme because I'm going old school and doing player.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy.
I had a pop culture one in mind, but I've had some bad luck with pop culture ones with people doing horrible, so I scrapped that. So,
what was the pop culture, just out of curiosity?
He's saving it for another recording.
Well, I won't give any of them, but television characters.
Oh, I like that idea way better than football players.
Well, I don't have clues for those now, though. So sorry, John. I have answers. I don't have clues and all that stuff. So
I don't want to have to remember football player names.
Okay, so the first one is, so again, I'm just going to give a division and position and then another division and position, and you got to, you know, overlap them. So
all active, right?
Yes.
And the first person described is the first part of the name.
We'll see, active means in the league. It doesn't mean healthy.
All right, fair enough.
Just to let you know, because they're on a roster. Has come into play at least on at least one of these. So, AFC South running back and NFC East quarterback.
AFC South running back.
Repeat it one more time. AFC South
running back and NFC East quarterback.
NFC East.
Kevin.
John.
Oh, yes. I did not say use your name as a buzzer, but thank you for doing that.
Jonathan Taylor Heinicke.
That is correct. So, for no clues, you get 3 points. And obviously, you guys know you can ask for hints, which in this case would just be the team name. You have to agree on which player you'd want it for, though. So Kevin gets 3 points for that one. Okay. Next one. NFC West wide receiver and NFC North quarterback.
John. Christian Kirk Cousins.
That is correct. I will tell you, not all of these are full name overlaps, though, just so you don't keep thinking that. But
sometimes it's just a slamble.
Okay, so 3-3. Next one, NFC West running back and AFC South quarterback.
John, Chris Carson Wentz.
That is correct. 6, John, 3 for Kevin.
This is not my game.
I know. Some people just do not have good luck with the name game. The next one is AFC North wide receiver and NFC North tight end. This one may be a little more difficult.
You said AFC North?
AFC North wide receiver, NFC North tight end.
AFC North.
And you guys can take a hint on either or both players. Just decreases the points.
NFC North.
Oh. Keelan Cole Kmet? No.
No, that is not AFC. Correct. He's
That was what I wanted to say right away, but I don't think he's AFC North.
That was a good guess, but yeah, Keelan Cole's AFC East. So that means Tara's out for this. North. Once you give an answer, you're out. So I'll give you guys a hint. On one or both players.
Man.
As long as you agree to take it. Between the two of you.
I'm ready for the wide receiver whenever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
John, Juju Smith-Schuster Smith Jr.
That's correct.
I forgot about Juju. Irvin,
yeah, that one was tough. Down. Both guys are on IR, though, so they're kind of out of sight, out of mind, I figured. So, John gets...
That was rough.
Yeah. John gets 2 points for that one. He's up 8-3 over Kevin at this point. Tara's still looking to get on the board. Okay, the next one is... And there's maybe a little bit of poetic license and pronunciation on this one. NFC North wide receiver and NFC South running back.
NFC North. John.
John.
Adam Thielen, nerd for net.
Yes. I think John is very lucky Matt is not here tonight.
Matt's a little faster at these than I am. It's very annoying. This is how Matt's brain just thinks too. It's obnoxious.
John is up 11-3 at this point. I have 3 left, so Kevin would have to get all of them, or John is winning the night.
I'll take clues. No. I'm ready for clues. I'll take whatever team.
And yes, yeah, Kevin would have to get all of them with no clues. So AFC West tight end and NFC East wide receiver. Or if Tara gets one, then John wins.
Come on, Tara. Get on that board.
What was the second? AFC
West tight end and NFC East wide receiver.
AFC West tight end was first, right? Yeah. Oh, man. That's dangerous. John.
Kevin.
For the game.
Ah, I know.
Travis Kelce, D. Lamb.
Yes.
Damn it.
And you had that? You had that, Kevin?
I did. I was 2 seconds behind him.
Play out. Okay. Play them out.
Yeah, we're going to do them. I did them. We're going to do them on the show. So,
heck yeah.
His last two are just for fun. NFC East quarterback and AFC West quarterback.
Ooh, QB, QB.
That was NFC East and AFC
West. I ended up using a lot of quarterbacks in this one for some reason.
What was the division on the AFC quarterback?
West. I can give you a team if you want one.
It's got to be a backup. I'm ready whenever you guys are, if you want a clue.
Yeah.
Is it with either which one that it...
Doesn't matter. Dealer's choice.
The first player is Washington football team.
Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick Mahomes. John. Ryan,
yes, that's
injured,
correct.
Injured player.
Injured player. But I said earlier they didn't have to be healthy.
That's true.
And I'll give you the last one, and we'll finish up here. NFC West quarterback and NFC East tight end.
NFC West quarterback. All right, I'll guess because I don't know if he's still in the NFL, but I'm going to guess Trey Lance Kendricks.
No, that's not it.
Wasn't it? Was there a Lance Kendricks?
There was a Lance Kendricks. I don't know if he's in the NFL either, though. So.
Was he a tight end?
I think he was.
Okay. Oh, maybe he might still be hanging around somewhere. Who knows?
This doesn't count for anything. So if you
give us a team or something.
The second one is a Washington football team. I think that's the harder one.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo Logan Thomas.
Yep.
That's fine.
Well done.
Okay, so John wins the night.
Had to be a Garoppolo clue.
Yeah, yeah. Had to be Garoppolo for you.
So John wins the night, though, getting this name game and getting 2 games to 1. Tara did get one. Kevin, as he told me in the DM group chat, he was going to go up in flames, so he got none. So,
Kevin,
lots of points though, that didn't count for anything.
You did, yeah, and you almost won that second game, which would have forced a 1-1-1 tiebreaker, which I did not want to do. So thanks for not winning that. but yeah, congrats to you, John. Anything you want to say before we sign off here, and I let these two just.
No, I got nothing. Let them do their thing.
Okay, Kevin, you want to just tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter, all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Kevin Cotillo. I rarely tweet, rarely podcast, and rarely do anything fantasy football related anymore. But most people will recognize me from the 24-hour pod-a-thon that happens in July. That's about the most important thing I do all year long, and I usually take the rest of the year off. So you know,
you gotta recover after that one day. You know,
it's a long day. No, I did do Dynasty Wall Street with John. If you haven't checked that out, make sure you do. He's got better hosts now, and it's a great format. So,
okay, thanks for coming on, Kev. It was a good time. And Tara, do you want to just again tell everyone where they can find you, give your Twitter handle, all that good stuff?
Yes, I will try to get through this without coughing a ton, because if you follow me, you've known I've been sick for like a week, coughing constantly. It's driving me crazy. But you can find me, hopefully not coughing, on Twitter at It's Tara Time. It's Tara, T-E-R-A. And you can find my content at Dynasty Vipers. That's where I my kind of home co-host podcast. And then you can also find me contributing to Fantasy Pros, Fantasy Alarm, and Awesomeo as well. Live shows, pretty much content coming out daily. Live shows, TikTok, videos, waivers, profiles, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of fun stuff. I try to keep you guys informed. So, yep, if you follow me, I'm hitting you with daily content. The best place to find it is Twitter.
Okay. I just want to thank you both again for coming on. I hope you had a good time. I had a good time. And until next time, everybody, we'll see you later.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.